Welcome to the IBM Tivoli Talk Update on Industry Presence and Enablement Content Conference Call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to Toni Hodge, Manager of Maximal Sales Enablement. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thanks, Corinne. Good morning and good afternoon. Welcome to the Tivoli Talk Maximo Asset Management series of webcasts. This series has been developed primarily for the Maximo brand, although other brands and business partners receive the invitation and, of course, are welcome to attend. Beginning next week and through the end of May, webcasts have been scheduled to deliver the important information for Maximo Asset Management 7.1 and the migration to Passport Advantage. Please check to make sure that you have added these calls to your calendars and diaries. Today, we are pleased to have Ron Wallace, Maximo Industry Marketing Manager, give an update on Maximo Industry Presence and Enablement Content. Several web lectures on this topic were recorded for your use at the beginning of the year, and this session will review their content and where you can access the recordings. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions, and your participation is welcomed and appreciated. This session and all future sessions are recorded and will be posted to Extreme Leverage. I'd like to thank the Maximo Enablement team, especially He Shim and Ron, for supporting today's call. Our goal is to provide support that will result in greater sales success for all of you. Thank you and enjoy today's session.
Thank you, Toni. Good morning, everyone. This is Ron Wallace in the Industry Marketing Group. And today I want to take you through a PowerPoint that's a high-level view of our industry solutions today, and as Toni said, introduce you to some of the content that's been recorded on our presence in the various industry segments and some of the work that we've done with the industry sector teams. So taking a look at chart two, this is a five-year average of industry revenue of Maximo. And you'll see that we have very strong presence in the utilities industry, followed by government, and then a strong showing in oil and gas and manufacturing, industrial sector, transportation, life science and healthcare, and so on. And I've grouped these results this way. Partly, it's a little different than the IBM slices, for example, manufacturing, oil and gas are both in the industrial sector, just so you could see a little more carefully where we've had success with Maximo over the years, and that success is continuing. And one of the reasons for this success is the fact that we created specific industry solutions to help us drive deeper into some of these industry segments. Well, let's look at chart three. Here, this shows the license breakdown in the five-year average and highlights the fact that 34% of all revenue for software over the past 5 years was associated with or driven by an industry solution. In last year, in 07, the percentage was 37% for industry solutions. So we think this is a very strong track record for what we've been able to do to enhance our industry-oriented revenue with industry solutions. Taking a look at chart four, I just want to go back for those who aren't so familiar with the story of how we began to develop industry solutions in 2001-2002 timeframe and what the purpose of this was. And at the time, we found that the enterprise asset management market was slowing, and there wasn't a lot of growth in the market itself. And we felt that by creating industry solutions that included additional functionality, develop additional domain expertise, sometimes creating partnerships with specific entities that could help us drive additional business would help us overcome the fact that the market itself had reached a mature stage. and be able to differentiate better against Oracle and SAP and other EAP players, as well as position well against, at the time, niche-specific vendors like Spears and Maximus and Transportation and what was then Indus, and companies like Logica in the utility space. So that was how we got started. And if we take a look at the next chart, it'll show the model that we use. And it's one I think you're all familiar with. You can go to a car dealer and take a look at those window stickers, and you'll see that you could buy a lot of options sort of a la carte on a vehicle, and in the end, that vehicle's going to be a lot more expensive than the base model. But most manufacturers now offer packages like a sport package or a luxury package. So in effect, bundle together specific options that would help tailor your vehicle to meet your needs. We're using a similar model here where we've taken a look at specific industries and added specific sets of functionality that personalize Maximo to meet the needs of that industry. And based on the results we've seen, this has been a very effective strategy and taken us quite a long way. So we'll look at chart 6, and this chart names the current industry solutions, and they're listed somewhat in order of how they came to be. Although it wasn't called an industry solution when it was first developed, the transportation industry solution was the first product that was developed, and in fact, we worked with IBM on this at a company called Rowan Trucking. And that was the first really strong effort to completely tailor Maximo to meet the needs of a specific industry. And that was at the beginning in the fleet trucking area. And Maximo for transportation has really grown tremendously over the past 6 years to address many different aspects of the transportation market segment, and we'll probably talk more about that in a few minutes, but they are addressing rail, transit, railroads, things like school buses, as well as vehicle fleets that a large organization might have. And furthermore, addressing the marine environment and others, such as actual aircraft maintenance. So the transportation category is quite broad, and we've had a lot of success in the market with transportation. In the utilities space, that was the next area we focused in, and then this is the transmission and distribution area. This is the lines that carry the power from power stations out to neighborhoods, and then that's transmission, and then distribution is the lines that go down your street to your house. And the next one I listed is the spatial asset management, which is actually released very recently in September of 2007, but it was driven by requirements from utilities in the water and wastewater and gas and electric space. The next major area we tackled in the early on was the nuclear power space. In 1999, we got our first real nuclear power customer, and they identified a number of things that were needed, and at that time they used custom apps and some additional programming to address those needs. But very soon we realized to go after the market in a real way, we needed to create an industry solution around the needs of that market. And again, that's been quite successful. We'll be talking about that. Oil and gas is the next one. There's been a fair amount of interest recently in this space with the oil companies have money to spend as a result of higher oil prices and whatnot. And they also are challenged by the aging workforce and the need to capture the knowledge of this aging workforce, as well as they have a real focus on safety and reliability, and Maxwell can play there. In the life sciences, pharmaceuticals, healthcare area, that was the area around which we began to develop our calibration capability, which is also a standalone offering. Again, this is an area where we're able to package up specific maximal functionality with validation tools to help drive success in that industry. The last two, Maximo for Government and Maximo for Service Providers, are the most recent, one released in July and the other just towards the end of last year, are driving us further into other markets. And the service provider in particular does cut across a lot of industries. So it's not exactly an industry solution, but it's been developed in the same manner as the industry solutions. And so one of the key elements to the industry solution approach is that there's a dedicated team that's focused on that. It includes a product manager, a group of developers, usually someone to lead it from a marketing or a market management perspective. And so in effect, there's a team or a virtual team behind each one of these. All right, let's move on to chart 7. Now, this series that we're taking part in here is essentially a Maximo 7.1 introduction series. But this first session, the one I'm conducting here, we're talking about the Maximo industry solutions that were released last year. And they're all, of course, on Maximo 6.x. And you know, we'll see in a minute that the roadmap calls for these to be moved over to the 7 platform much later in the year or early next year. But I want to just highlight when these products were released and the fact that they're all relatively new to the market, and that this is something that I think everybody should be aware of, that we'll be needing to promote these for a little while longer until we're able to move them into the 7.1 environment. So when we go to the next chart, I'm guessing you won't really be able to read this, but the purpose of this is to show the time frames, which of course you'll note are very preliminary. Do not share these with customers. But the idea here is that we want to show how we had released a number of the industry solutions throughout the second half of 07. And now we're focused on bringing Maximo 7.1 to the market by just before Pulse, May 16th, is the target date. And then after that, we'll begin to move various industry solutions over onto the 7.1 platform. And you can see there's sort of a cascading effect through the end of 08 to move those over. And in some cases, we're going to move them over without additional functionality, and some of them where we want to add additional functionality will perhaps take a little bit longer. But I think that gives you kind of a snapshot of where we are with those. All right, moving to the first of the industry solutions, I've created these little snapshots. And so we have just kind of overview information about each of the 7 industry solutions that we're going to address here today. At the end of this presentation, I have the links to the Tivoli Virtual Sales Academy. And in there are links to presentations that have been created and recorded on both the industries that are being served and the industry solutions themselves. So I think this is key, that you understand that there's a significant amount of content that not only describes the industry but also the industry solutions. And So as a further example of this, let's just talk about the utility space for a minute. There's two industry solutions addressing the utility space, one for the nuclear power market and one for the transmission and distribution market. But really what we're interested in is the utility space as a whole. We want to win as much business as we can in the utility space. So we're not focusing just on the industry solutions. And we'll pick this up at the end. There also are recorded web lectures on these topics in other places as well, which I'll be telling you about. So going back to transportation, I kind of alluded to this earlier. It's the oldest of our industry solutions. It has the most users. It has a very impressive lifetime revenue. We track the industry solution-driven revenue each year, which is some $34 million since its inception. And it addresses so many different markets that I think that there's an opportunity in transportation for virtually every seller in the Maximo world, that almost every customer can take advantage of some aspect of transportation. And there are a number of impressive factoids about transportation, but one I'll just mention is that 7 of the 13 busiest airports in the world are using Maximo. So it mentions education here, and that's to manage school bus fleets. And there are a number of very specific sets of functionality that drive the ability to work in those environments, including information about fuel usage and tracking meters on tires that, you know, a vehicle or a bus or a truck or something can have many different counters and meters that need to be measured and things of that sort. So we've seen a lot of interest there, and we've driven into a lot of markets, and you'll be able to hear a lot more about this in some of the recorded presentations. Another area I want to mention is an offering that we have that's associated with transportation, which is the Configuration Manager. Those of you who attended the sales kickoff heard Ken Donnelly speak about this. This was specifically designed to address very detailed things around the aircraft manufacturing and airline maintenance area, as well as rail. So, again, you'll want to listen to what Ken's prepared in that area. Now, I'm sure many of you are aware that Maximo 7.1 includes linear asset management. And this, although it's being put into core product, will be an option. It has been largely driven by rail, highway, DOT, pipeline, and power line companies. So, but the vast majority of the requirements were driven by these assets, such as roadways and railways, and they're more than meet the needs of the other market segments. So even though it's not part of the industry of the industry solution for transportation, it's clearly going to be something that people are going to want to use together with it once everything's moved over to 7.1. All right, let's take a look at the next industry solution. So here we have the Maximo for Utilities, which I'm pointing out is for the transmission and distribution of water, wastewater, gas, and electricity. I found that since the acquisition, there are a large number of people that aren't that familiar with this industry, and if we just call it Maximo for Utilities, they may think that the purpose of the application is for power plants. And quite frankly, a lot of people aren't familiar with the term T&D, so I'm trying to point that out, that this is the area where this offering fits and is helping people. Maximo for Utilities had a very successful year last year, doing about $6.5 million last year, with a lifetime achievement of $21 million transfer maximum for utilities. It's also worth mentioning that the Maximo user group, which is actually run by a group of users and a little bit of leadership from me, is the largest of our special interest groups, and they meet during, they will be meeting during Pulse, but they also have a separate meeting they conduct away from the Pulse meeting about 6 months later, and they typically get well over 200 people representing 45 to 50 different companies at those meetings. So it's a very active community. We've had some very impressive wins in the past 18 months, including mentioned here, Southern Company, Duke, NiSource, Spectrum, and Salt River Project. And all these companies are now undergoing the implementation of Maximo 6.2, and you know, that very soon we'll be able to talk about the go lives, but they're moving along nicely. We're very pleased with the way that's working out. Another thing that's happened is the Gartner Magic Quadrants last year had separate quadrants for this transmission distribution work management space, the power generation space, and the manufacturing space. So three different Magic Quadrants. And the in the T&D Magic Quadrant, Maximo was listed as the leader and the only leader, so we were quite pleased with that. And other analysts have ranked us very high as well. The solution, some of its key characteristics are what's known as compatible unit estimating, additional enhancements to our assignment manager, a new capability called crew management, and, of course, the Maximo spatial GIS integration as a result of the work that we did with ESRI. So just to make sure everybody's clear, if you buy Maximo for utilities, it includes Maximo spatial asset management as part of that offering. You can also purchase Maximo spatial asset management separately, and I just wanted to highlight that because we get a lot of calls from people who are confused about that. All right, let's move on to the next industry solution, and this is the Maximo for nuclear power. Here's another area where we've seen tremendous growth. We've had some strategic wins, again, at Southern Company for their fleet of nuclear plants and the Tennessee Valley Authority, which has a very significant number of nuclear units as well as something like 60 fossil units. So this is the kind of business we wouldn't be able to win without having nuclear-specific offerings. One of the things that we've done with this solution is we've taken advantage of some work that was done by the industry to develop what's known as the standard nuclear performance model. And this, we've taken the benchmark data from the standard nuclear performance model, and we're putting it into the max, or we already have, or we're adding more into the Maximo for nuclear power so that it aligns nicely with this benchmarking model that was created by the Nuclear Energy Institute, INPO, and the Electric Utility Cost Group. IBM, is, as a whole, has become quite excited about the work that we had started in the nuclear space, and they've subsequently established a nuclear center of excellence for nuclear power in Lisbon, France, put quite a bit of effort behind this, and the sector people in the energy and utilities team are creating a generation offering that they're working on now that will probably be released later in the year or early next year. So they're seeing generation as an important component. And so we're very happy about that, and we can be a part of that. The again, you'll want to listen to what Terry Ray has to say about this to better understand the specific features that are available. 7.1 release, we're basically going to take what's already there and move it over and upgrade reports and things before we go to the next round of improvements. If we take a look at the next chart, here's the oil and gas industry solution. Here's where we've taken advantage of this work that we've done with this industry solution to push Maximo, both upstream and downstream in the oil and gas area. Many of you know we have some high visibility customers on a global basis like BP and Chevron's another very large customer. As I started to mention earlier, the big thing with oil and gas, is, as well as utilities, is the aging workforce. Both of these industries have a workforce that 45 to 50% of the workforce is due to retire in the next 5 to 7 years. So they have a workforce that grew up in these industries, and they know these systems inside and out. An awful lot of what's needed to operate these systems is in their heads. The challenge for these organizations is to get this into systems to capture this knowledge so that as those workers move on, the next generation of workers can take advantage of their knowledge. So they're seeing this knowledge capture as being something that Maximo can participate in, and it's a really important element of what we can do in this sector. You'll see that the next release, of, in the 7.x release of this industry solution includes action tracking and management of change and other things that are associated with this knowledge capture. If we move on to chart 13, this is the Maximo for Government. And this is our first Maximo for Government industry solution. The focal point of this, and as you can see, it's only been in the market since December of 2007, was to help government and government contractors get better control and visibility of their assets. And so there's a capability in this industry solution to actually have personal accountability for property and help increase the focus around these assets as it relates to mission readiness and the performance of the asset itself. It's designed in part to help contractors meet specific regulations that they're required to meet around property management. So you can see that it's very focused to the government and the government contractors. In subsequent versions of the government solution, it will branch out to support more state and local government types of government. So again, there's additional recorded information on this industry solution, and we'll be showing you where that is a little bit later. Susan DeQueenie, who works in this area, has given you some specific links for additional information on this page as well. All right, let's take a look at life sciences. In this area, it's been driven around regulation and validation. The life sciences and pharmaceutical areas are highly regulated, as well as the biotech companies. So we've seen a lot of focus here in our ability to address the regulations that they have around calibration and audits and validation that they do have really helped us win business in this space. So the solution itself, the ability to support e-signature and e-audit and things like that are very important. They use CAPA, which is kind of a corrective action program, very similar to what's also done in the nuclear power industry, so that anything that comes up of any type that could be an issue is captured in this program, and then workflow is used to follow it through so that nothing gets dropped through the cracks, and this is really critical in this environment. We have very positive statistics in the pharmaceutical area with 11 of the 12 largest pharmaceutical companies in the world using Maximo. The I forgot to give you my little statistics, but the life sciences area has driven $10 million worth of sales revenue in its lifetime. And I don't think I mentioned the nuclear power number. It's 20 million in its four-year lifespan. So I think these are quite positive numbers. Calibration on chart 15 was grown out of requirements that we had in the life sciences area, but we realized it also addressed the need that we saw in other industries. So it is available as a standalone option and, again, is able to address the calibration needs of drug manufacturers, biotech companies, medical device folks that you saw in the life sciences area, but also in the aerospace defense area, energy and utilities, particularly in the nuclear utility space, and automotive and oil and gas. There's a rapidly growing number of customers, over 90 already. There's also a special interest group started by some of our customers that we've supported around this space because it does have unique characteristics. This is a fairly extensive features list, but the calibration addresses measurement and test equipment and as well as the instrument itself. So if you're going to use a device to calibrate, let's say, instruments that are measuring pressure or temperature or something, you've got to make sure that test instrument itself is also in calibration and it's maintaining the standards. So the audit trails in here that it are such that if a measurement device was found to be faulty, you'd know all the instruments that it had tested so that you could go back and correct, take corrective action. So these are the kinds of things that are very important in this market. Moving on to spatial, IBM Maximo Spatial Asset Management, that's the full name, is available as an add-on to any customer. It was developed by the team that did the Maximo for Utilities, the T&D group, and they have taken into consideration some of the needs, particularly for the water wastewater folks and to a limited extent state and local government needs. But we have seen a lot of demand for this as a standalone offering. And we're working right now on additional focus on how we make sure that the spatial requirements of non-utilities can be met with what we're doing. And so far, it seems as though the requirements are pretty similar, but we're working through that. Another area that's been exciting for us is we've used some of the work that was done in Maximo Spatial to help drive some of the green data center work. So I've included a link here that you can follow where you can see a 3.5-minute demo of the green data center effort. It basically uses spatial technology to find a server or a group of servers, and then use Tivoli monitoring tools to identify a server that might be over temperature. And the idea would be to control temperatures on server farms in such a way that you reduce energy uses. That's the notion of the green data center. Hopefully most of you have already heard us talk about what we're doing with Maximo Spatial, but it's technology underpinning Maximo Spatial is the most recent offering from ESRI, the leader in GIS technology, known as ArcGIS Server. So they were the first to really move all the full, what used to be desktop-only capabilities, onto the server environment, which creates this powerful dynamic environment for a Maximo user on a Maximo tab to interact with real GIS functionality. So we're trying to move that as quickly as possible onto the 7.1 platform, and we're also adding support for Microsoft SQL Server. That is, I know, important in the public sector. Service provider, I'll address briefly, is designed to help companies who are delivering asset management service to asset owners. So these managed service companies could have one or many customers they're providing services to. An easy example would be a company that manages buildings, let's say, in a large geographical area. So each of the, you know, they have service, they're going to have service level agreements to how quickly they respond to hot, cold, water problems, things like that. They're going to have to be able to bill this customer. They're going to have to be able to respond accordingly. So you'll see there's sort of three main components. This is the financial management capability around dealing with the billing and pricing structures. There's the customer management functions, which are driven around the idea that they're managing multiple customers. They need to track customer-specific information, such as customer addresses and locations, and then have pricing agreements and service-level agreements that can be global or unique to particular customers. And I've also highlighted where there's a particular Tivoli talk on this on extreme leverage. And then now we're moving into the charts that explain the additional resources. So I'm hoping most of you are aware of the Tivoli Virtual Sales Academy. And I've drilled down here into the asset management part. If you were to go to the top level in this, it covers, if you go to the site, there's a button from the link I've given you, takes you to our asset management area. But there is a Tivoli Virtual Sales Academy homepage. If you go there, you'll see it covers a lot more things besides asset management. But in any case, on the chart that we're on, I've just done some cutting and pasting to try and highlight what you'll see when you go there. And under asset management, it's broke out by sectors. There's quite a few that have this little tag on that say new for 2008. In most cases, for most industries, we recorded not only information about the industry solution, but information about our presence in the industry in general. So I think you'll find this very interesting. Most of them were recorded with the idea that it might be the person's first or second time they're being exposed to this. Most of them include information that would be valuable to new sellers or new hires on, ideal customer profiles, questions to ask, resources, things of that sort. They are all available either to watch as a recording where you can see the slides and hear the talker and you can move that around, or you can download MP3s and the presentation separately. So we've tried to give a lot of flexibility there. Every one of the industries and industry solutions have some presence in here. We look at the next chart. This is a slightly higher level view, but I wanted to make you aware of this. We've done some work with the higher level Tivoli team with the idea of developing visibility, control, and automation messaging for the industry sectors. So the idea behind this was that to create a 20-minute presentation that describes an industry and the main challenges in that industry, and then how Tivoli software could help address the challenges of that industry. In many cases, it's focused quite a bit on Maximo, but some of them try and let you become aware of other offerings Tivoli would have that would be particularly interesting to your industry. Now, there's 16 of these presentations created. They've not all been recorded yet. It's our intention to get them all recorded so that you'll be able to listen to them. We've had some technical challenges there. But they're coming along, and if you're interested in an industry that's not available yet, let me know, and I can at least send you the PowerPoint in the meanwhile. The next chart is around Software Group Industry Virtual Summit. And this is an effort that was led by the sector teams. And the sector teams were each asked to create somewhere around 7 or 8 hours worth of recorded information addressing specific needs of the sellers in the sector organizations. And the example I show here is one on enterprise asset management in the automotive industry that was done with Eric Lauer from our team and Richard Fournier from S&D. Throughout this structure, you'll find, particularly in utilities and industrial sector, that there's recordings that were done about enterprise asset management. So there's generation and nuclear power by Terry Ray. There's general EAM by me. Eric has presentations in several areas. In the C&P area, there's presentations. So I think these tend to have similar information as the Tivoli, as the ones that are focused in the Tivoli page, but have a little bit, they're focused on a seller who's in the S&D organization who already knows a little bit more about the industry. I think you'd find these very informative if you're trying to learn more as well. And on chart 21, I've summarized the industry solutions and the development individual who is the leader from a development perspective and the market management or marketing person who is the lead from a marketing perspective on each of the industry solutions. I hope this is all going to be very helpful to everyone in terms of finding additional information that they need about the industry solutions. And that concludes my remarks, and I think I have time to take some questions.
Yes, thank you, sir. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you'd like to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is *1 if you'd like to ask a question at this time. We will pause for just a moment to assemble the queue. We'll take our first question from Eric Bergman.
Hey, Ron, it's Eric Bergman. I am in the retail industry, and I know that we have had some success with some of the larger retailers in asset management around the stores.
Mm-hmm.
Enterprise asset management, and we've also got major initiatives with the store integration framework and now the retail integration framework that has a lot of stuff on, you know, the Tivoli monitoring, the provisioning and asset management of the technology and the, you know, like refrigerators and stuff like that in the stores. I don't see anything specific in our industry stuff so far in Maximo that really focuses on that store asset. But I think, you know, with some of the other industry asset capabilities that you talked about, you know, in terms of, you know, facilities management and all of that, the store is one of the greatest assets that a retailer has. I just wondered if you guys were thinking about that, working on it, or what.
Right. You bring up a really good point. We did a lot of research to figure out which industries that we should develop industry solutions for. Unfortunately, although we do have some interesting retail customers, it was not an industry that we created an industry solution around. Now, you do bring up a good point that within IBM, the sector teams have various initiatives and emerging growth opportunities and things like that that Maximo can fit in. And I think you've kind of identified one of them. But there's no retail team. There's no, you know, think of the characteristics I gave where we would have And I actually forgot to tell you an important element of that team, so they're just review it quickly. The characteristics of an industry solution, we have a development team focused on it, marketing people focused on it, as a significant part of their job. There's also development partners who formally sign up to work with us on identifying the capabilities. So all that structure, was relatively expensive to fund, but we think we got the benefit out of it. But there is not a structure like that within Maximo for the retail sector and some of those other sectors. So I think the best bet is somewhat like you're already doing, is to work along with the sector teams where Maximo has been included. Now, one more thought I have on this. There's a number of different assets around retail, where you've got, I suppose, maintaining point-of-sale devices, which is more of an IT thing. But there's also the buildings themselves, which is more of a facilities management play. And we always sort of treated facilities management as one of those things that Core Maximo does that we didn't necessarily feel needed an industry solution. I think that's all being revisited now. And actually, I think it's partly being driven by our interest in the Green Data Center to expand that out to eventually take us away from just having facilities maintenance to having facilities management. So probably didn't exactly answer your question, but probably gave you the state of where I think things are.
Does that answer your question, sir?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, that is star one on your telephone keypad. Moving on to Alvin Layton.
Hey, Ron, how are you?
Good, Al.
Can you talk to me just a little bit more about Maximo Spatial? You had mentioned that it was obviously designed for the nuclear industry, but it's available for purchase.
No, it was actually designed for the water, wastewater, gas, and electric in the distribution space. Initially.
Okay.
But fundamentally, that means it was designed to handle pipes and wires. So, you're in oil and gas space. It shouldn't be a tremendous leap to seeing the use of Maximo Spatial in the oil and gas space.
Well, actually, as of January 1, I'm not in oil and gas anymore. But that,
oh, sorry.
Which is a different story. But I guess the point is this. It sounds like what you're saying, though, is other industries can purchase Maximo Spatial. So as an example, I'm in the industrial manufacturing industry this year, and I have a client right now who's very interested in Maximo Spatial. So my question is, if they purchase that, will that also now be interfaced or integrated within Core Maximo?
Okay,
like
that's
it
a
would
great
be
question.
Similar with on the nuclear side?
Great question, Al. The Maximo Spatial, with IBM Maximo Spatial Asset Management, is a current offering that's available to anyone in any industry, and it's an add-on, like calibration. It's not in Core Maximo, and I don't know that it will be, but it's available to anyone, and it's not that expensive the way we've priced it. So the key element there is the customer has to have the software from ESRI, which is the ArcGIS server, and then there's a $25,000 server component from us, and then $150 a user, and the user count doesn't have to match the total license. So try to make it very affordable to increase adoption.
Okay, so when someone does buy it as an add-on, though, they can easily just add it to basic Maximo. Like you say, it's just like buying
There's some services work required around some things to do with the work requests and things, but fundamentally, it easily integrates with standard Maximo.
Okay, and that's with version 6.3 and higher, or just version 6X and higher?
You need 6.3.
6.3 and higher, okay.
6.2 dot something, I guess, is actually. The industry solution number is 6.3, but the maximum number is 6.21 or 6.22.
6.21, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had Does that answer your question, Al?
It does.
Okay.
But for this call, yeah, it does. Great. Thanks, Ron.
I got asked a question online around industry solutions, and the question is, what languages will the industry solutions be available in when they're moved to version 7? So there's an initiative to identify which industry solutions should be translated to which languages in what order, and that effort hasn't been completed, but it's definitely something that we're looking at, and we'll be communicating to the field later in the year when we know that. You know, that none of the all the industry solutions based on 7.1 will be sometime after the, it'll be in the second half, and perhaps well into the second half. So we'll be communicating that. And the other question that was posed was, can service provider be used in conjunction with the Tivoli Service Request Manager? And don't actually know. My guess is that it can be, but I would ask the pose the question to Angela Pitts in an email. Operator, do you want to see if there's any more questions?
There are none at this time, sir, but again, as a final reminder, that is star one if you'd like to ask a question. And there are no questions in the queue at this time, sir.
Great. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to what I had to say today about Maximal Industry Solutions and our presence in the industry, and I hope you'll all be going out to the Tivoli Virtual Sales Academy and listening to the recorded content that's out there, and good luck selling in the rest of the year. Thank you.
And that does conclude today's conference. Thank you for your participation, and have a wonderful day.